From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. An arrest warrant has been issued for the ousted Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych. Ukraine's interim government says he's wanted over the mass murder of Ukrainian citizens. Yanukovych was removed from office by MPs at the weekend and has since fled the capital to an unconfirmed location. Meanwhile, in Russia, Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev is calling the ouster by the interim government in Ukraine an armed mutiny. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton is due to hold talks in Kiev with Ukraine's interim president, saying she will focus on improving ties with Brussels. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has signed a bill into law which will impose long jail terms on homosexuals. Homosexuality is already illegal in Uganda, but the president had vowed not to bow to international pressure over the controversial new additional legislation. Michael Balake reports from Uganda's State House in Entebbe, where the signing took place.
The bill includes lifetime jail sentences for so-called aggravated homosexuality and 14 years in prison for first-time offenders. It will also be a crime not to report gay people. President Museveni had initially refused to sign the bill, saying he was allowing time for scientific advice. Campaigners in several countries have criticized the bill, saying it infringes on human rights and contravenes international conventions which Uganda has ratified. US President Barack Obama has warned that the legislation will complicate American relations with Uganda, but Ugandan officials dispute this and say the bill proves the country will not bow to international pressure.
US Defense Secretary has announced a raft of military cuts. That's to reflect budgetary realities and the likely threats of the future. The proposals include reducing the US Army by as many as 80,000 troops. Speaking at the Pentagon, Chuck Hagel acknowledged that there are risks to the strategy.
We are repositioning to focus on the strategic challenges and opportunities that will define our future. New technologies, new centers of power, in a world that is growing more volatile, more unpredictable, and in some instances, more threatening to the United States.
TV and movie streaming service Netflix has secured a deal with the United States' largest internet service provider, Comcast. The agreement is designed to provide smoother and quicker streaming for Netflix's 44 million subscribers. William Denzelow reports from New York.
Viewers will avoid bottlenecks that can cause sluggish streaming speeds. The deal follows a U.S. federal appeals court decision to abandon net neutrality laws that previously stopped internet companies from prioritizing content. William Denslow, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Judicial authorities in the United States say they plan to seek the extradition of captured drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. El Chapo, who was the leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel, was rearrested in Mexico on Saturday after 13 years on the run. The drug lord escaped from a high-security prison in 2001, just 8 years into a 20-year sentence. Guzman is wanted in the U.S. on charges of drug smuggling. However, Mexican authorities are likely to want to press fresh charges against him. However, former U.S. Attorney's Office Chief of Narcotics, Mark Mukasey, says Guzman will need to serve the remainder of his sentence.
About seven different districts in the United States want the guy. We have an extradition treaty with Mexico. There's going to be a lot of high-level diplomatic negotiation. He wants to stay in Mexico where he can buy people off. We want him here where he can do real time.
Just 3 years after taking over from U.S. TV host Larry King's slot on the American network CNN, Piers Morgan is calling it a day. The former UK tabloid editor and America's Got Talent judge announced the end of his show on Sunday. Morgan admitted his ratings had plummeted because he'd alienated his audiences. Well, from Washington, Nina Maria Potts reports.
For many in the US, a Brit debating American cultural issues, including controversial topics like gun control, was never going to be a winning formula. And he managed to alienate many of his guests. He was very vocal about his support for gun control and got into heated arguments on the issue with several of his interviewees. In response, radio host Alex Jones started a petition to have Piers Morgan deported. He got so many signatures, the White House was forced to respond by citing the Second Amendment and said no one should be punished by the government simply because they'd expressed a view. Nina Maria Potts, Washington.
And that's the latest Features Story News. Rebecca Hume reporting.